You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
Pet owners often get that glazed over look in their eyes when the topic of pet insurance is broached. It's too expensive. The paperwork is complicated. There are too many limitations and exclusions. What if these concerns were eliminated? Think of how the health and well-being of your pet could be impacted. Dr. Carrie Marshall is a veterinarian with a unique insight into the statistics of pet health and the tragic consequences of not safeguarding your pet's health with insurance. We'll be right back after this short break to talk to Dr. Carrie Marshall of Trupanion.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Your dog digs a hole under your fence, and the next thing you know, protect your pets with Dig Defense, the amazing new product that keeps your pets in the yard. Dig Defense is safe, fast, and easy. Each unit is made from 4-gauge galvanized American steel and can be used for repairing digouts, filling gaps, or to hold fences down so pets can't get under them. Dig Defense provides peace of mind that your pets are contained humanely and safely. Visit digdefense.com today. DIGDEFENCE.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Dr. Marshall, thanks for being with us today. This is such an important topic.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited to talk to people about some innovations in pet insurance.
Well, right now we're hearing so much about insurance, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. And when people think about insurance, if they think about it at all, they go, really? This is something just kind of off the wall, new and weird. Give us a little background about pet insurance in general, and then how you came to be with Trupanion.
Yes, well, pet insurance is a form of health insurance for pets. It's a little differently structured, so that's, I think, which has led to some of the confusion. But there are some new companies out there, with Trupanion being one of them, that have made it very simple and also taken a look at what's the experience of clients and customers around pet insurance to try to change that. And as a veterinarian, my parents are both veterinarians, I am, you know, deeply committed to helping people be able to afford all the care that we can provide as veterinarians to their pets. And so I was looking around at the landscape, and a friend of mine had joined this company, Trupanion, and so I said, well, I owe it to myself to look at pet insurance, take another look. Pet insurance has been around for quite a while, but it's only until recently that I think some innovations have come through that have really changed the landscape and changed the experience with pet insurance and really made it work. And there are so many great stories we're now hearing about pets who are saved through pet insurance, or their parents having the foresight to have pet insurance. To give you some background, you know, in Great Britain and Europe, pet insurance is commonplace. Most people have it. In fact, in Sweden, it's over 70% of pets are insured. In the U.S., it's less than 2%.
Why do you think the big difference?
Yeah, well, the big difference, I believe, is because of the way it's structured and because of the early pet insurance companies trying to mimic healthcare and not really saying, hey, this is a different animal, if you will, and there's a better way we can do this. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you're paying on a premium for your pet, then you go into your veterinarian and you have to pay everything up front, and it's kind of a long time until you get reimbursed. That's not a great experience for pet owners. So what some companies, and Trupanion's been in the U.S. since 2008, so a relatively newcomer to the U.S., although been in Canada for 15 years. But coming into the U.S., took a different look at it and decided, hey, we've got to change this. And so when I came on a couple of years ago as a veterinarian, I really was thinking, you know, there's no reason that pets should be euthanized if the owners could afford their care. And also, you know, some of these bills in veterinary medicine, although it's still the best deal in town, are pretty high now. We have specialties, right, in oncology and surgery, and we have all these specialties that people can take their pet to now. And so the cost of care is going up. Still a great deal, but going up. So, you know, you can see a bill as high as $30,000-$40,000 now. We just paid one recently at UC Davis for over $40,000 for a dog with a spinal injury. A young border collie named Chief went camping, fell off a cliff, and had a spinal embolism and couldn't breathe because of the part of the spinal cord that affected his diaphragm. So he was in ICU at UC Davis for, I think, 7 or 8 days. Got out, had a lot of rehabilitation therapy, but he is doing really great. And because we also offer the ability to pay the vet directly, so the clients then don't have to come up with that money up front, just their copay and deductible. So that plus one simple plan rather than, you know, 50 plans you can choose from, and not paying on a benefit schedule or, you know, kind of half of what the veterinary charges. We pay 90%. So I think with these innovations, we're going to see that people are going to be able to afford better and better care, not have to surrender their pets, you know, at the time that the pet needs them the most. Basically why I joined Trupanion is I thought, wow, I can make a difference in pets' lives in my career, and this is how.
This is amazing, because right now you're talking about this poor dog, the border collie, with the back issues, the spinal injuries. And I'm listening to this going, wow, I go into my doctor, and if there were to be some type of a catastrophic problem, there's usually a maximum of what they'll pay. Now, does that hold true with Trupanion or other pet insurance companies?
No, we're the only one. We have no limits. Everybody else has some type of limit on the care. We have no limits. And we did that purposely. And you may wonder, you know, how we can stay in business, right?
Yes, but, that was going to be my next question.
Yeah. Well, the way we do it is there's two different insurance. I'm trying to be very simple here. There's a company that runs the insurance plans, and then there's usually a company, very large company underneath them called an underwriter. And those companies have to send profits, a significant number of profits, to the underwriter, who holds reserves, you know, and has the money ready in case for all dogs get hit by a car on the same day. So that underwriting company, we actually bought the underwriting company when we came into the U.S. So what that means is we can turn those profits we normally would have sent to another company back into the product. And it's a clear differentiation, so we have. And I think more importantly for the pet owner, it's a very simple plan. There are no limits. We pay 90% of the vet bill. And as you know, vet bills are different in different parts of the country, and we're trying not to dictate veterinary care so that you won't be limited by your insurance. You'll only be limited by what veterinarians can do, and veterinarians can do so much now with pets and pet care.
I know right now with the Affordable Care Act, one of the major concerns are pre-existing medical conditions. People would love to have insurance, but many times for themselves, they're unable to afford it because they have some medical issue that precludes them from getting affordable care. We know with our pets, many times they'll be born, for instance, you may have a Labrador Retriever who's born with hip dysplasia, a congenital problem with the joints that will get worse with time, or has some other type of problem. And I know that, to the best of my knowledge, the majority of the pet insurance companies will not cover pre-existing conditions. Tell me about Trupanion.
Yes, pre-existing conditions, there are no companies that cover that currently, including Trupanion. If the pet is already sick or already displaying signs or, you know, radiographic evidence of a condition, then that's not going to be able to be covered. However, because if we covered that, you know, if you think about it, everybody would wait until their pet got sick and then get insurance. And
all right.
It wouldn't work. It wouldn't work very well. But what we do cover at a Trupanion that's different than all other companies is there are certain breeds that you just mentioned that have have predisposition towards diseases. And a lot of companies, just because of the breed, will not cover that condition in that breed. And you've got to be very careful about that, because there's a lot of different conditions that we've whole books written on conditions related to breeds. And for Troop Canyon, we only don't cover it if it's already manifested in a clinical sign or a laboratory test or something that the veterinarian has noted or something that would have been going on when they come into the veterinarian, a chronic condition. However, if they've been healthy and seen the veterinarian, signed up for pet insurance at Troop Canyon, and then later, after their waiting periods, if they come down with that disease, even if it's normally a disease that that breed gets, we would cover it. Is that clear? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So you could have a Labrador puppy that you purchased, you adopt it, and it looks just fine. It's running around like that happy little squirrel, not showing any evidence of any joint issues. And then maybe when it's 10 years of age, yep, that joint is starting to cause some problems and it's having a limp and it needs surgery or medication, it would be then covered if it's been exactly on its medical insurance. All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
As long as
you
didn't have any
really
time
unusual
prior to enrollment. Yeah. And so I think that's taken a lot of the mystery out of it, you know, for pet owners, that as long as they're very healthy. And it's also, we have another great program to introduce pet insurance to pet owners, and it's called a promotional certificate. So, and it's tied to a veterinary exam. So if you've had a veterinary exam and that veterinarian has a Troop Canyon certificate, they just sign it, say your pet's healthy, or identify it as a minor pre-existing condition, put it on that form, and then you can waive waiting periods. Normally companies have waiting periods for illnesses and injuries, and those are waived tied to the veterinary exam with their certificates. Plus, they don't actually start payments for 30 days. So they have to get to go online, call us, you know, on the phone to find out more about pet insurance if they're not familiar with it. And it's a great way to introduce people. And it also takes the burden off veterinarians of having to try to, I mean, you should try to understand pet insurance as a veterinarian, but there's, you know, they shouldn't have to know all the nuances. There's plenty of people in our call center. We have a whole group of people, whole floor of people here with their pets in their laps, generally. They're pet lovers waiting to answer calls. And that, just in case you're interested, that's 800-569-7913. And if you call that number, you'll get somebody who would love to talk to you about your pet, love to introduce you to what pet insurance really can be and how it can help you and your pet. Let your pet live into a very long life and help you take care of it. So hopefully you'll give them a try. They love talking to pet owners.
Dr. Marshall Trupanion, you said something in the beginning I thought was quite true, that you and I typically go to our doctor, we pay a very small copay, and I'm much more, you know, in tune to going, having my preventive care. If my physician says I need to have certain tests done, it's like, you know, no big deal. It cost me $45 to have this done. There might be a copay that or additional fees that I need to pay later on, but it's not having to pay that entire bill up front. Now, you mentioned Trupanion has an immediate payment, but how does that work? Because, as you said, veterinarians throughout the United States will charge various amounts. I may need to do a dentistry, and in Southern California, it's going to be $600. And if we were to be in Iowa, it would be $200. How does Trupanion pay for this? It seems almost too good to be true.
We have a program that has actually been in place for a very long time called Claims Express, where if you're at the veterinarian and you're enrolled with Trupanion, and you can't come up with that whole bill, you can call us. We can adjudicate the claim right on the spot and pay the veterinarian. We've actually taken that one step further and have many hospitals now on a software program that does that through software. So it's even quicker, doesn't require a phone call. And so that's called Trupanion Express. So a few hospitals in the country now have that, and we've got hundreds on the list to get it. Because of the same thing you just said, it takes that worry out. And it really, even though you have pet insurance, if you have to come up with all the money up front, there's still a barrier, you know, going in on emergency or waiting till the next day. And it's so much better to get your pet seen earlier rather than later. And I think this is making a huge difference in those practices that are adopting that. So it's paying the vet directly. Now, in your example, I just wanted to point out, because you mentioned dentistry, so Trupanion is really a accident and illness plan. That's how we keep it simple and keep things that can't be planned for covered. We don't cover wellness, and there's some specific reasons why. And wellness includes routine dentals, vaccinations, just your general, you know, deworming, all the stuff that you plan for and deliver in one or two visits a year. Those things,
the things you'd be doing anyway.
Yeah, you're doing those anyway. Those are much easier to budget for. A lot of veterinarians are starting to do their own wellness plans if you can't afford all of the preventive care up front. And if we did it, if we put wellness under an insurance plan, then we have to charge more for it. And we'd prefer you give that money to the veterinarian directly and work directly with your vet on wellness because it's planned. Insurance is really for those things that are unplanned, and that's how it works best.
With this program, then, it is those catastrophic injuries, illnesses, and those are the ones that typically will cause the economic euthanasia, where the people just say, I would love to, I can't do it. There are times in human medicine when you go to your regular daytime physician and they say, no, you need to see a specialist. And sometimes this will be covered by insurance and sometimes it won't. How does Trupanion cover this?
We cover 90% of the veterinary bill regardless of specialist or your regular veterinarian. And that is different than many companies. A lot of the companies will cover 90% of just your regular veterinarian and maybe 80% of a specialist. And then some companies just estimate the individual line items in your invoice and pay 50 or 60% of that. So we are trying to make it very simple. You can go to any veterinarian that your general veterinarian thinks you should see, and you can get that care covered. Now, the Trupanion Express and Claims Express works for any time you go in, not just for the big issues. There's a lot of pets that are on chronic medication, for instance, that, you know, the cost is maybe $120, and then we'll pay 90% of that. So they only have to come up with the 10% at their visit. And then a lot of people come in, as you know, for regular, really expensive medications for some of the joint diseases, et cetera. But I wanted to let you know that it's not just that, you know, occasionally you'll get an accident or illness. We have actually some data. About 25% of our customers for Trupanion make a claim within the first 6 months. So it's highly used. 50% make a claim within the first year. And we encourage this. In fact, when I first came up to check out Trupanion, I spent a day with the claims adjusters who have all worked in veterinary hospitals and just love pets. And they pour through those claims and say, what can we pay? And they try to be very, very fair to all pet owners and pour through there and pay everything that we can, because that's where the value is. It doesn't come in, you know, looking and saying what you can't pay. It comes in and saying what you can pay. And so I think that, you know, after I sat there for the day with these wonderful people who love pets and are working their hearts out to help those pet owners afford that care, that I just, you know, I had to pick up my life and move from Portland to Seattle and bring my husband and his business up here and try to change, you know, how pets are cared for in the U.S.
I'm talking right now with Dr. Carrie Marshall. She's with Trupanion. We'll be taking a short break and be right back after the break, so stay tuned.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Dog Shelter Blues, the new novel by Mark Conkling. This hard-hitting story lights up the world of animal rescue with engaging characters and their pets, struggling with their own internal demons as they attempt to rescue innocent creatures that sometimes bring a mysterious transforming power to broken lives. Read the first chapter of Dog Shelter Blues free at dogshelterblues.com. Then come along a breathtaking journey that ends with an astonishing triumph of good over evil. Order your copy of Dog Shelter Blues today. Available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Dyson. The new Dyson Animal Vacs are powerful bagless upright vacuums for homes with pets. Air muscle and radio root cyclone technology generates the strongest suction power to powerfully remove dust, dirt, and pet hair from the home or car. To order your Dyson Animal Vac, go to DysonDeals.com. DysonDeals.com to order your Dyson Animal Vac today.
Dyson. music to your ears.
Are you crazy about cats? If so, check out The World is Your Litter Box, Deluxe Edition. This clever how-to manual for cats, written by a cat named Quasi, contains more laughs than should be allowable in one book, and is poignantly underscored by the combative yet loving relationship between Quasi and his human. The World is Your Litter Box, Deluxe Edition, is guaranteed to have you laughing your tail off. So, treat yourself to a copy today. Available from Amazon.
Having a rough day? Longing for the dog days of summer? Think your fun furry friend lives a dog's life? Well, find out everything you're begging to know as Pet Life Radio presents It's a Doggy Dog World with pet expert and award-winning author Liz Palaika. Every dog has his day, and you'll find out how to make your dog's day fun and rewarding every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets
on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Dr. Marshall, just before you and I sitting down to this particular interview, I had an opportunity to speak to one of the board-certified veterinary dentists at UC Davis, and they're doing just some amazing work of some scaffolding, of putting in jaw replacements of this particular material, biofibrocartilaginous material that stimulates the bodies, the dog's own body, to make bone and fill in these defects. They're working with their bioengineering colleagues there and making 3D skulls. And I'm just listening to all this going, oh my goodness, I can just imagine if this was human medicine and I were to go and try to put in this claim to my insurance agency, they would say, declined. How does somebody like Trupanion handle these experimental procedures?
Well, this is the great thing. We have a veterinary advisor board, and we participate in monthly meetings as well as regional meetings and annual meetings with our advisor board. And what our advisor board and Trupanion have come up with is that really insurance should not be dictating veterinary care. And what we see, you know, in human health care, a lot of these cutting-edge things that are not covered don't get enough of a chance to get out there and help patients. And so we took a different stance, and we said if the veterinary community believes that this is a viable treatment option, and they have the expertise, which, you know, they wouldn't be doing it if they didn't, then we should cover it. And so the only difference is some procedures, because they're so new and because they require certain specialty people to do them, you know, for instance, gold seed therapy in brain tumors as an example, some of those procedures are not widely available. So what we've done is put everything in our policies that's widely available is covered unless it's preventive care or pre-existing. And then anything else, and there's only 17 items which are kind of experimental or not widely available, are put into a rider. And so you can add that on at a pretty low monthly fee if your vets in your area are encouraging it. And some of that is like acupuncture and chiropractic, and some of it's like stem cell therapy, and that's in a rider. So everything is covered if you're on that rider, and there's only 17 things in that rider, so everything else would be covered. So the scenario that you brought up, as long as it wasn't pre-existing, would be coverable. And I think that's where I think this will, over time, make such a huge difference in veterinarians actually able to do everything they can do for pets. And I don't think we've seen yet the great changes that'll happen in pets' lifespans and pets' quality of life and that bond that they have with their family and as it grows over time. I don't even think we've seen the tip of the iceberg on how powerful that's going to be, you know, over the next 5 to 10 years as people find out about this and start to really think that pet insurance is part of responsible pet ownership and helping to keep that bond intact with their family.
listening to you right now, Dr. Marshall, about what Trupanion is doing and, you know, weighing it against what we typically think of it in our own health policies. And I have a PPO and there have been times things have been declined for me. It's like, really? I am paying all this money and I am doing this and you're declining this? And then try to fight them. Wondering if Trupanion and some of the other pet insurance companies are going to Congress and saying, wait a minute, look at our model. It truly works. You might want to consider this, guys.
I think that's next. I really do. I just think making things simple for people and actually getting the care that they need. I mean, even my husband jokes, you know, can I go to a veterinary hospital? First of all, he thinks that's better. And then second of all, you know, can we get Trupanion for us?
Yes, I'm thinking, I'm a primate. Doesn't that work? Will you cover a month or so? Yes.
Cats and dogs so far, but who knows in the future, right?
Oh, dang. Okay, I'll have to wait a little while. So that was another question. Trupanion covers, at this point, cats and dogs only.
Yes, yes. And of course, there's other pets that veterinarians see. It's just that we do have to present quite a bit of data to the insurance Department of Insurance in every state, and we have the most data on dogs and cats to be able to price it right and be able to provide this type of care. As the data improves on birds and all those other things, we'll take a look at those species. But right now, it's cats and dogs.
Now, some people I know will look and say, all right, there's pet insurance, and the pros and cons, Trupanion sounding to be very different than many of the other pet insurance companies that are out there. But there are also other types of third-party payments, special credit cards that you will use only for medical reasons, dentistry or veterinary medicine. How does pet insurance compare, pros and cons, to those other types of third-party payments?
Very good question. Those are generally kind of reactive payments, right? So you're talking about when you go in and you have an issue and your credit card is declined and you go to this third party. And it's wonderful that those are an option at all, but they do charge you a lot of interest. And they also charge the veterinarian quite a bit. So what pet insurance is it's a different solution because you're not adding extra cost at the time of already a cost burden to the veterinarian and the pet owner. And so it's more of a planning ahead. And when you think about it, some people just say, well, I'll just put a savings account together. But, you know, how long would it take you at saving even $100 a month, which is more than most people do, to pay for something like happened to Chief? You know, think of it as a pooled saving account. I'm paying into insurance as well as a lot of people now. And so I have it available to me exactly when I need it. And I have the peace of mind to know that I can always afford that care. So I think it's, there are lots of different options out there. There are also, I think, one of those prepaid, plans for wellness offered by a lot of veterinarians who I think are a very good option to look at for the preventive care, that can be planned. But those are very different than what do I do, you know, as my pet gets ill. And everybody thinks, well, my pet's not going to get sick and I take really good care of them. But, you know,
they do.
A lot of pets get into, as a veterinarian, you know what I mean. Everybody says, wow, this really surprised me that my dog got into the garbage and ate all the chicken bones, you know, or whatever happens. And they don't learn, unfortunately. They just do it over and over again.
Yes, oftentimes you're talking about, you know, my pet will never get ill. And when you have that young pet, thankfully, they typically do stay healthy. And then as we ourselves are getting older, things start wearing out. And I'm starting to go visit my internist more often than I used to. Is there an age limit for Trupanion? And does the cost of the yearly coverage increase with age?
Good question. We cover from 8 weeks to 14 years. Once you start, so say you started at 12 years, your pet was 12, you didn't know about Trupanion, you signed them up at 12. Then we never changed, the pet is always viewed at the age it was when you enrolled. So there's no penalty for the pet aging. Now, price increases do happen. So if it's a 12-year-old dog when you sign up and the 3 years later the 12-year-old dog price is a little higher, you still pay the 12-year-old dog, not the 15-year-old dog price. Second thing is puppies and kittens. It just should be a normal thing, I think, for people to sign them up on pet insurance because then they stay with Japanian, they stay on that puppy price or kitten price their whole life.
That's a great idea.
So it's a really good deal to stay with us. And we have, I believe, one of the longest retentions because of that. People just, they know they want to protect their pets. They like it when they call in. And we have really helpful and friendly and pet-loving people on the line to help them understand their claims or answer their questions or just talk about their dogs sometimes. A lot of people will talk about your dogs with you, but, pet lovers have to find each other and have those conversations because the rest of the population doesn't always understand. And we only have people on our teams that understand pet owners. And I think that contributes to why people stay with us for so long.
So these people, if you're looking for a job at Trupan, you should come in covered with pet fur, and then that's an added plus.
Yes, and you get your pet covered as well.
Oh, very good idea. Dr. Carrie Marshall, this has really been very interesting. I think Trupanion is a very different breed of pet insurance. It has a lot of things to say for it. If people wanted to learn more about Trupanion, where can they go?
We have a website, trupanion.com, T-R-U-P as in Paul, A-N-I-O-N.com, so trupanion.com, or I'd really recommend you just give us a call, and that's at 800-569-7913. We're waiting for your call and would love to talk with you about pet insurance.
Well, this is Dr. Bernadine Cruz. We've been talking to Dr. Carrie Marshall. She is with Trupanion Pet Insurance, really letting us know it's so important to safeguard your pet's health. Plan ahead, have preventive medicine, be prepared for those unavoidable accidents and illnesses that will occur so you can keep your pet with you as long as possible and as healthy as possible. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back again next week having more information on how to make you the best possible pet owner. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life because they're a member of the family. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.